This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, the Orioles are up to their old tricks again. They do lead 2-0. Tyler O'Neill walked.
Man, they had two runs before they got six outs.
But I mean, they had a runner on third, and now...
It was first and third, no outs.
Yeah, first and third, no outs. Orioles up 2-0. Adley, solo homer in the first. Yeah, Tyler O'Neill walked. Ryan Mountcastle, double. Cedric Mullins, infield hit, scores the run. But then Cedric tried to steal second, was thrown out. Ramon Urias.
We all wanted him running there.
I'm all good with that. But he was thrown out. So now it's runner third and one out. And Ramon pops out. So now two outs, man on third, Jackson Holliday up. But let's get to the Terps. Terps take on Florida tonight at 7:30.
Right here on these airwaves.
Yeah, pregame coverage at 6:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. And
Popo and Alex?
I think so, yes.
Popo and me.
Yeah. Oh, Popo and the bum. Popo and the
bum. Things really are right at the University of Maryland these days.
Yeah, bum. Are you going to be wearing that big are you going to be wearing that big sweatshirt? Like you did when you were engineering?
No. No shot of me being on TV.
San Francisco. He's here. He's here, Gigi.
Speaking of being there, should Kevin Willard be there? Kevin Willard, by all accounts, is taking the Villanova job as soon as this season is over for Maryland, which could be as soon as tonight. Should Kevin Willard be coaching this game? And I bring that up for people who are just tuning in. A similar situation happened in 1989 where Bill Frieder was the head coach at the University of Michigan and announced before the start of the tournament, now Willard has not announced this, but everybody seems to know he's gone, that he was leaving for Arizona State at the end of the season. And Bo Schembechler, the AD at Michigan, said, no, you're leaving
now.
And Steve Fisher took over and led Michigan to the national championship. So should Kevin Willard be coaching this game tonight?
It's obviously a very different situation because there is no Bo Schembechler here. Not only do they not have an empowered former Hall of Fame head coach as the AD, they don't have an AD. And I think that a lot of people who would be involved in that decision are actively trying to find the next coach of the University of Maryland. So that's where their big picture focus is. I certainly think you could have one of his assistants do it, and you could tell him to get the hell out of here. That
yeah,
we canceled
Cox,
your hotel room, find your own way back, or I'm sure Villanova's got a plane waiting for you somewhere anyway. We're done with you. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your service.
Yes.
That's obviously not going to happen, but I think it is a discussion worth having, and I do think that in his heart of hearts, Kevin Willard's known for weeks that he's leaving here, and that he wanted to create as much turmoil and sow as much dissent as possible on the way out for his own personal vindictive reasons. And I think he also doesn't want to be here anymore, and he wants him to lose this game, and he wants to jump on that Villanova plane and get the hell out of here and never talk about Maryland ever again. And so it's hard to have a guy who, like that, that's his character, that's where he is right now, that's his headspace, in charge of your program as it plays its biggest game in a decade, and arguably its biggest game since Gary Williams has been the head coach. So that's quite a dichotomy. This guy clearly is a self-serving SOB, and he has taken every advantage for his own selfish reasons, not for the good of the program moving forward, not for his kids, for him selfishly to leave here in a scorched earth situation, trying to have Maryland fans cast aspersions at everybody and anybody involved in keeping this program afloat. Look, Boomer Esiason's got more invested in this than any of us. And he was very level-headed about this and basically just, and if you want to hear the interview, you can go to
Odyssey app,
or you can even go to our Twitter at IA1057TheFan.
Everywhere it's you there. Find your podcast, too.
And you can hear the interview, and he's like, look, this is the world we're living in, and everybody's going to get theirs, and you have to just live with it. Well, I don't think that Kevin Willard needed to take this tack to get out of town. And there's a lot of things he could have said to leave on a more professional note. And I am certainly at a good riddance portion to this. But, like, to sit here and tell me that you think he wants this team to advance, I don't buy it.
But Boomer does.
He does, yeah. But I don't.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he thinks they're winning a national title, or he might have handled this a lot differently. I don't think he thinks they're beating Florida, or he might have handled this a lot differently. And I don't think he has anything invested, really, emotionally or otherwise, in this group. I think he's all about his next chapter of Kevin Willard's story up the road in Philadelphia.
It's just a shame, and I think we've all done a 180 on this situation going back to last Thursday when he initially went scorched earth, and you're thinking, okay, well, it's time.
We appreciated it then.
Yeah, absolutely. It's time for the program to really step up to the plate, but then when you see all of the reports and in the raise, you're talking $5 million a year and the rev share, and it sounds like the program met those demands, yet Kevin Willard is still going to bolt, and that's why it's just... It's hard supporting him. It's hard any, putting up with any of this mess after he just dragged everyone through the mud. He used the kids as a shield and saying, I'm fighting for the kids, when it was never anything about that.
Push the AD out the door.
Push the AD out the door. And it's just a total mess when this team, we should be talking and breaking down everything about this game. It's their biggest game in 9 years. And they have the moment of the tournament thus far with Derek Queen's buzzer beater. Yet we're talking about this coach that is quitting on them, essentially. And we put out the poll, IA1057, the fan on Twitter. Assuming Kevin Willard is gone to Villanova, should Maryland pull Bo Schembechler and fire Willard immediately? Having someone else, maybe David Cox, friend of the show, coach the team tonight, or let Willard finish what he started? 650 votes in. A Maryland man coaches Maryland 59.1%. Ride with Willard 40.9%.
Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say, the other problem, though, is like, okay, Greg Manning Jr., I buy it. He's a Maryland guy, but like, is the other guy just going to go with Willard if he doesn't get a head coach job somewhere else?
He could.
So, like, are you going to give it to him? Like, he's going to coach the team? But, you know what I mean?
It's about what choices do you have. Like, if you're not letting Willard coach. I'm with you in part of what you say. Like, I think he wants to get started on his next chapter ASAP. I don't think he's going to actively try to lose the game this evening.
I also think
the players who, almost everybody that matters, except for Juju, has been here 30 seconds, and I think they're actively going to try to win the game.
No, they are, but don't you think they can sense when their coach is really, really into it and when he's not?
Sure.
I'm not saying they're going to be thinking about it when they're playing, but just the lead up to this game, the type of speech he would give if he truly wanted this to be a seminal moment to springboard the program further, or if it was just an infomercial for Villanova and showing off for his next group, which it is. Like, I do think they have BS detectors. And, like, I feel bad for them because they ran around this guy when he was talking to the cameras after the last game.
Coach. Yes.
And they're making the case for him staying here. And that punk already knew he was leaving.
Yeah.
And he allowed that to happen. Yes. And I wonder if that sort of shamed him into changing his tune a little bit this week and trying not to talk about it. But remember, he also had the temerity to blame the media after he started all this and aired all the TMZ. Dirty laundry, calling other people TMZ and gossip mongers. And I can't win on Twitter with you bums, so do what you want. But I told you I'm staying here. Like, he literally had the balls to do all that.
Yes.
Knowing what his agent was telling these schools in real time.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the other frustrating part about this is he, at the time, we thought he was leveraging them. And from what we hear, he got everything he wanted.
And he's still gone.
And he's still leaving.
Beltway Ben Hall, you were on this all week long. You said a one, I think, on Monday.
I think Monday was 6.5.
6.5.
Tuesday was one.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I think he's a coward, to be completely honest with you. And I will never, ever root for him, no matter where he goes. He is not Maryland basketball. He's clearly never wanted to be here. There's a million stories you can find with just him complaining about stuff. And when he goes to DePaul on a road game and complains about the scheduling at Villanova and they lose somehow, and he says, I can't shoot the shot for the players, I'm going to be loving that because that's just what the guy is. Hopefully Maryland can find somebody who really wants to be at Maryland, who is doing a great job. And it's frustrating to me because after last year, there were a lot of people like, get him out, fire him. He did a horrible job with it. And I was one of the people that was like, let's wait another year, like give him time. Now I'm mad at myself. Like, I wish last year I was like, get him out, because here I am listening to the press conference that you've brought up a million times, Tim, where he's saying he wants to bring the swagger back and he seems bought in. I was still stuck on that. No, this turns out he was always using Maryland to get something better. He wants to go back to the Big East. And all of the stuff that he said throughout the week, he is a clown. He goes on and says all that stuff. And then yesterday, talks to the media like they're a joke. When they ask a question, no, tough guy. You want to keep running your mouth? Answer the question again. Instead of saying, oh, well, how good Florida is.
Walter Clayton Jr.
Yeah, Walter Clayton. No, bro, you're a joke. I do think, will be coaching with a foot out the door tonight. I don't think they're going to get blown out because in today's day and age, it's a little different than when he was at Seton Hall. The NIL was not here yet. At Seton Hall, he lost by 30 to TCU and knew he was going to Maryland. I don't expect that to happen. I think these guys are bought in. I think they want to win. I think they're going to play hard, and it'll be a good game. But I'm just ready for him to be out. I'm ready to see the alert that he is going to Villanova. And again, I will root against Villanova with every bone in my body.
If they lose tonight, the alert might come in the morning.
And look, I'm just going to say that, is this the way I would want it to go down? No. Do the kids deserve better than this? Yes. Does Maryland's fans and boosters deserve better than this? Yes. But if the end game is Damon Evans is gone, the new AD understands that basketball is the moneymaker, the revenue share leans that way, they are truly offering $5 million a year, which if they are, they can get a better coach than Willard.
Yeah.
This and that person might not just use it as quite the stepping stone he did. Like, I don't think all hope is lost. And you can find somebody with a better resume than Willard to come in here tomorrow and take the job.
Yeah, there's already a name
out there. I think some of this probably dragged them kicking and screaming into the light and made them see that this is what it's going to take. Now, did Willard have to say all that out loud? No. But I still think they can upgrade here. And I think the program can be okay, more than okay, moving forward. But yeah, he's all about him.
Yeah, I think our opinion collectively has really done a 180 in the last 48 hours on Kevin Willard. And
He's been exposed. He's exposed himself.
It will never change again.
No.
Nah. Coming up next, Kevin Willard and this Maryland situation shines a light on the future of big-time college athletics. And where are we headed? Time for a little necessary roughness. Next, here on The Fan.